Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. It's Hollywood of Hartford. I don't know if I should change my name now since my new studio will officially be in Springfield, Massachusetts, y'all. I'm so excited. We did just sign the lease, and it's official. Opening for classes November 1st, Cold Control Studios, Academy of Aerial Arts of New England will be open at 78 Hillman, Springfield, downtown Massachusetts. I'm so excited. Today's topic, we have to go over so many things, and since today's show is only 15 minutes long, I may not have time to really operate the switchboard so we can really get into some callers calling in and weighing in your opinions and, of course, your thoughts on this topic. Do we need a stripper university? Funny thing is that this question has been ringing back and forth to me for about 9 years now. When I opened my studio, originally I opened with the mindset of thinking I was teaching or would be teaching exotic entertainers. However, 9 years later, 23,000 clients later, I've had about 99.9% of your wives, doctors, lawyers, teachers, moms, and students in my classes, and it's kind of crazy because very few have ventured into the exotic entertainment or the adult entertainment industry. And with that said, I do want to help them as well. So that was my initial reason for opening the studio. So I truly believe we can answer that question really fast with a big fat yes, we do need a stripper university. First and foremost, strippers need to know how to dance. If you're an exotic entertainer, your job is to entertain, but slowly strip off your clothes. If there are girls walking around, or even some of you guys, very, very barely their clothing, it kind of leaves very little to the imagination. So with that said, why be a stripper? You're already stripped. So now you have to really pull out some talent. Now, if you see all the naked bodies glittered up, glistened up with oils, you kind of start to think sexually, and there should be some sense of boundary, though there is very little. So I took the word entertain and made my very own acronym. Acronym for entertain. So let's first start off with E, engage. You want to smile, wave, wink, make your move. You are the aggressor. You need to make the move onto the person that comes in, guest or client of the establishment. Why I continue to say that is because you're not here to weigh out the option of rejection. As an entertainer, to have that mindset that rejection should come regardless because people can pick and choose, but you need to be that person to make that first move. So you must engage with the client or the guest. So don't forget, E stands for engage. N, name. You want to know what your client's name is. Cat names, cute honey, bunny, you know, these cute baby names are cute, but that doesn't give you any legitimacy of knowing who the person you're speaking to if you don't know their name. So it's kind of nice to know who John Smith is rather than just assume, oh, that's Baby Cakes, the plumber guy who spends money on me every Wednesday. So yes, know names, and they should know yours, so come up with a really good one. I was on a few online websites doing my research before I decided to do this subject, do we need a stripper university? And I did pull up on a Wikipedia site. I think it's called WikiHow. And it's like how to do anything. And it breaks down literally all the steps of doing anything. So there was a WikiHow to become a stripper. And it breaks it down into four methods. And in those methods, it really breaks down like little subcategories of what you should be doing. I can go over that as well because I think it'd be wise for you to know some of this information without me just giving all my 20 years experience and, of course, my new acronym for entertain. So with that said, the T. T, first and foremost, is talk and listen. You want to speak to the client. It's nice to touch. It's nice to feel some sense of intimacy through body language, but you have to talk. You have to speak. Your mind is going to open up and really get some things out in the air that you pretty much need to know first and foremost. So you want to talk and listen. And while you're talking and listening, don't be afraid to make some eye contact, folks. Eye contact is the next E. So many clients complain about how entertainers are scamming the rooms for the next client to walk in rather than just give that time and attention. What is 5 to 10 minutes of your attention if you can't just speak to someone that's in front of you? Yes, there are going to be people who come in, but they're going to notice that you're pretty much scamming the room too. So pay attention to the client you have. Give them some eye contact. Now this is where we enter with the R. We actually spelled out enter. The R stands for relax. I know it's easier said than done. You're already half naked. You've already engaged and told someone your name and pretty much have to remember theirs. Got a chance to talk and listen to them with full eye contact. So give yourself a chance to relax. Sit down. Pay attention to the world that's going on around you. You should by now, if you're working at a good club, know the name of the employees. So the bartender, your manager, your shot girl, your waitress, even some of your old comrades that work with you, some of the other dancers. Get a chance to know their names. So then if you need to kind of fill that dead air space that people fear so bad, you could introduce a friend or get a little bit of a boost from a waitress or a bartender who may kind of help with the fill. Now, T, tell a joke. Joke doesn't have to be anything too crazy. You can do something really short and witty, like light travels faster than sound. And this is why some people appear bright until they speak. You know, this is formatted like a one-liner consisting of two sentences with a snappy punchline. So you want to get the attention of the client by fulfilling their need of relaxing as well. So air being cleared by making them laugh and really getting to know who your client is. So, yes, tell a joke. Then A, ask questions. You want to ask questions you're going to get the answers yes to, or you already know the answer to. You're pretty much asking questions so you can get up to closing the sale. Three questions that revolve, or I should say, you insist three questions that will have a result with the answer of yes, will result in pretty much the I, which is the invitation to dance. Your true goal as an exotic entertainer is to sell dances, sell champagne rooms, sell alcohol. You are a salesperson. Understand first and foremost your job is to entertain through a sales technique. So if you've ever to go to a hibachi grill and sat there and was entertained by the chef that made the food jump off the, I don't know what that thing's called, that hot grill. Well, pretty much is a pretty much flat grill. So they throw food in your mouth. They throw food across the room. They squirt sake in your mouth. They let you catch shrimp or chicken. It's a very engaged, entertaining experience. And if you've never been to a hibachi grill, I highly suggest you do because that will give you the opportunity of understanding the closing of the sale. You've already made your purchase. You've already decided what you were ordering. With that said, now it's time to invite to the dance. So the dance could be just a dance. It could be a couple of dances, or it could be a series of dances you can do privately in a room. Now, most clubs will have some sort of set fee that they charge for the room and then allow the girls or the guys to charge a fee that's comparable for their comfort level. So with that said, when you're inviting a guest to dance, just remember you've already asked questions that would have led up to the answer yes, and that yes should also include if they're interested in any form of intimacy outside of the space you're speaking to them. Never assume a customer is there just to talk. Never assume a customer's there just to tip. That's why the N is very, very important. The last N in this acronym I've created from Entertain is never, never, never complain. I hate to say it, but you must learn to love your job. It is very easy, it is very fun, and you can make a lot of money very fast. But learning to love your job is also learning to love psychologically the experience that you're having as adults without the experience of intoxication, without the need of drugs or any other inhabitants of your natural being. You want to be able to do your job completely sober and be happy while you're doing it. So nothing should be compromised. So you should never have a complaint. If there's a customer you feel is seeking something more than you're willing to give, then don't compromise your standards. Still, never complain and just simply and happily say no. The sad thing about it is most entertainers fear that if they say no, that they will lose the opportunity of closing the sale. That's not necessarily true. If it doesn't happen in that day, I'm sure it can happen in another, and it has. I've seen plenty of customers who've turned around and have changed their standard of dance based on the standard of dancers that were offering it for them. So back to this WikiHow article that I was going to talk to you about earlier. We're going to break it down into just the methods. Method one is you want to find the right club. It's really important to be in a place where you're comfortable. Method two, make sure you have the tools for school. You need to have proper items to get you started. Lingerie, sexy heels, hair, makeup, nails. You are a beautiful, exotic entertainer. There should be nothing untouched, unkempt about your appearance. So you want to assemble your wardrobe and assemble your appearance with each opportunity you get to work with very distinct manner and care. So you also want to stay in shape. You don't want to allow your body to lose the opportunity of keeping up with the stamina you need for an 8-hour shift and 7.5-inch platform heels. So it's imperative to sign up at your pole dance studio or any local exotic entertaining course that may have opportunity to teach you one-on-one any of the lessons that I'm speaking of. So when you plan your audition, you're prepared and you're ready. You always want to practice your routine before you show up to the club. Also, pick some songs. Have some things in mind that you'd like to dance to. There are some clubs that unfortunately don't have high-end sound systems, but with that said, you can still optimize the use of their space by pre-planning your songs. And don't forget, at the tryout, have your stage name prepared, bring your appropriate belongings, and just be prepared to have fun. Don't worry about pole tricks or exotic entertaining advanced movements until you've taken your class at Pole Control Studios. Feel free to give us a call. We're in Springfield, 98-POLE, that's 7653. Or you can still reach us in Hartford at 860-246-7653. This is your girl, Hollywood of Hartford. It's been a blast. I can't wait to talk to you next time, but until next time, stay sexy, stay smoking hot, and don't let the money make you. You make that money. And if you need to talk to me, my office hours are in the afternoons between 12 and 3. That's the only times I'm not offering classes at the moment, because when the studio opens, the morning classes from 9 until noon, and then the evening classes from 3 until 10 o'clock at night. So feel free once again to check out that website, www.polecontrolstudios.com, and give me a call if you have any questions. It's been your girl, Hollywood of Hartford, signing out. Toodles.